You're listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of April 18th, 2011, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee is an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and kept it off for nearly two decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
We're going to be talking about broccoli and its cancer-fighting abilities.
All right. I love broccoli.
You know, we've all heard about the cancer-fighting properties of particular types of fruits and vegetables. But I think out of all of them, broccoli has one of the most powerful.
Oh, really?
And the research is starting to show that broccoli gets the most credit for fighting against cancer than other types of phytochemicals in foods.
So a cancer-fighting superfood.
It is, definitely. So,
okay.
In order to sort of understand how broccoli can stop cancer, we have to understand that all fruits and vegetables contain something called phytochemicals or phytonutrients, which are the little nutrients in plant foods that have the disease-fighting abilities. Mm-hmm. And broccoli contains a very specific combination of three different phytochemicals that work together synergistically to be a very powerful cancer fighter.
And they're all contained in the broccoli.
They're all contained in the broccoli in specific ratios to each other. They don't exist in those ratios in any other foods.
And are they particularly powerful in that ratio specifically?
Yes, that's what they're finding is why broccoli is so powerful is because it has this.
Oh.
So one of the things that there's a phytochemical in broccoli called sulforaphane.
Okay.
And that is, you know, something that can help fight cancer, but what's really particularly interesting are these three phytonutrients. They're called isoniazids. It's kind of a funny name, but they all have individual names, which are too big and large to spew out there. But they're called isoniazids, and they exist in that particular way to help the body rid itself of toxins.
Mm-hmm.
And a cancerous cell is considered a toxin to the body. So, you know, one of the reasons why broccoli is working so well against it is because it has the ability to detect and then flush it out. So, you know, sometimes you can detect something in your body, but the food doesn't necessarily know what to do with it.
Uh-huh.
So broccoli
has... So it seeks it out or whatever.
Yeah, broccoli has the ability to seek it out and then work on it.
Now, does it really... I don't want to put words in your mouth. Does it actually seek it out or does it kind of bump into it and go, hey, you're not supposed to be here or...
No, it can actually detect. So as it's circulating through the bloodstream, it is attracted to the places in your body where it may detect toxin and specifically cancer types of cells.
Hmm.
The things that it's really being studied for right now is prostate cancer.
Okay.
And they're finding like extremely successful rates of prevention and treatment just by adding broccoli to the diet.
Cool.
Now, so one might ask, well, so how much broccoli should we be eating every day to get to that?
Bowls and bowls?
This is really good news. Okay, so the recent studies have also provided us with how much. So we need to look at basically an average of a half of a cup of broccoli per day is enough to provide some measurable benefits. But you would probably want to eat at least 2 cups a week of broccoli. So
that's not out of control.
I'm sorry. 2 cups serving twice a week.
Twice a week.
So that would be 4 cups a week.
4 cups,
basically.
A week.
So
okay.
Now remember, in my plan, I recommend 4 cups of vegetables a day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could include a little bit of broccoli in your vegetables every day or several times a week, you would be getting this 2 cup serving twice a week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's really good. Some other studies are showing that you might need to eat more than that. One study showed that you can, if you eat about 1.6 cups of broccoli every day, it really works very powerfully against cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to, you know, basically the message is you want to include broccoli on a very regular basis in the diet.
If anything, to kind of beef up your system of these things, so if something does enter, it just knocks it out right away.
Right, exactly. And now also remember that broccoli also contains nutrients that help to cleanse the liver. Mm-hmm. So, and your liver is your main filter of mm-hmm. your body and rids you of toxins. So all of the other toxins that you come into contact with, you know, not just cancer cells mm-hmm. in your body that might be forming, but mm-hmm. the other toxins that you encounter in your environment or things that you just, you know, knowingly put on you, like your mm-hmm. lotions and your perfumes and your hair products, mm-hmm. those are all toxins that have to be filtered through the liver and can become you know, hazardous mm-hmm. to your health if they start accumulating there. So eating broccoli and other types of fruits and vegetables can help to cleanse that out of you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So those are really important.
So is organic essential for broccoli?
You know, that's a really good question. The Environmental Working Group has declared that broccoli is on what they call the Clean 15 list.
Okay.
Meaning that it has the lowest amount of residue from pesticides mm-hmm. On it when it's conventionally grown. So interestingly enough, you're not toxifying yourself from eating conventionally grown broccoli.
Oh.
However, I would tell someone if you have cancer
right.
or if you're predisposed to having cancer mm-hmm. that I would eat
Don't fool around.
Organic broccoli. Exactly. Don't fool around. But mm-hmm. for those of us who are healthy and are just trying to, you know, incorporate broccoli in our diet regularly, conventionally grown broccoli seems to be one of the ones that we don't have to worry about so much.
Oh, well, great. We've got just a few seconds. Anything more before we leave this week?
Well, I did want to say, someone had asked me, does it have to be raw broccoli or steamed?
Oh, yeah.
And it can be either way. That's really what the research is showing. It can be either way.
Is there any degradation that happens with the steaming versus the raw?
There is a small degradation. You lose a lot of the vitamin C mm-hmm. when you cook things because of the heat. It
right.
kills it off. But one interesting thing that was noted was that the cholesterol-lowering effect of broccoli is higher when it's steamed.
Oh.
When it's lightly steamed. You still want it to be bright green and crisp.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to overcook it at all.
But right.
So cooking or raw, either way, you want to be eating it on a regular basis.
All right, Dee. Another informative week. Thank you so much. Diet Science is the official weekly podcast of the Center for Process-Free Living. We invite you to check us all out at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.